So I've put some sea shanties on. It's something I do every now and again. But it feels oddly appropriate because I'm speaking to one of my favourite pirates and one of my favourite new pirates. Sorry, new favourite pirates. You may, Callum, you may have been a pirate for a long time. I misspoke. But Barney Duncan, welcome to the studio.
Aye.
Are you? Aye. You are here to talk about a show you're directing.
I am.
Yep. And I don't know your surname. I'm so sorry.
Oh, Callum Brody.
Callum Brody.
Kia ora.
Well, kia ora. Now, tell us about this bloody show you've got starting up tomorrow.
Oh, my God. It is tomorrow. Okay, yeah, it's called
Invisible Panic Attack.
It's called Captain Morrow and the Sands of Time.
Time.
Yeah. And the best way to describe it, I think, in terms of the different genres of a theatre show, this is called a romp.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Definitely a romp. It's what, two actors and one musician doing about 40 characters in 60 minutes with not really any prop set or costume. Just their madness, actually. It's filled with chaos.
Yeah. Controlled chaos.
Sometimes.
Well, that's Barney's job, right?
Yeah.
So how'd this come about?
Well, Callum just... I think you saw me and Trigvy do the show Different Party.
I did, and I absolutely loved it.
And then you... Because you're an actor, but also a producer.
I am.
Projector.
A projector, yeah. If you will. Yeah, no, I've seen the show... Captain Morrow and the Sands of Time way back over a decade ago. It's
right.
Been in the back of my mind as something that's fun.
Yeah.
You know, just when you want just some fun, just some carefree fun that can energise people. And I saw Different Party and I went, oh, hello.
Yeah,
this,
right.
This bloke could do this.
This bloke knows
this
fun.
Right, yeah.
Silly
so,
fun.
So pitched it to you and you sort of went, yeah, all right, we'll give that a go.
Yeah, I think it was right before I went to Edinburgh and I couldn't really... concentrate too much on it, but I just thought I like romps, and there hasn't been I don't think a romp is something that we have as like part of our cultural heritage so much in Aotearoa anymore. I was thinking,
no.
Like, what's our closest, and because romps are films as well, you know, like Men in Tights,
yeah.
Romp,
yeah, yeah,
Airplane, it's a romp.
Romps have a bit of pomp,
yeah.
Is Kmart Friday, is that like rompy?
Is Kmart? Kmart's a romp at 11 p.m.
No, Kmart Friday.
Kmart Friday. Do you know, I was thinking about that movie yesterday, but I was thinking, I haven't seen it. That was what I was thinking about.
Oh, okay, so yeah. Sure. I think there isn't, anyway. It's just something that we don't like have as part of a thing that we... I think it's quite an English tradition of humour, just a sort of a silly... It's almost like the plot kind of doesn't matter.
No, we've got a wonderful framework. So the framework is Captain Morrow is racing against the British Navy. Captain Morrow is a pirate and has a motley crew of pirates.
Mm-hmm.
Racing against the British Navy to secure the Sands of Time, which is the greatest treasure in the world. And this is just a framework to allow for fast-paced, multi-rolling, very silly characters.
Yeah.
Not real fourth wall, not necessarily audience participation, but we're aware of our audience, they're aware of us, and it's just a silliness. And
there's a touch of it. There's a touch of audience participation.
Just a
smidgy
song,
touch.
Just a little bit.
Nothing to be afraid of sitting in the front row.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No.
Nothing to be afraid of. But then thought, yes, let's sprinkle some Barney Duncan magic onto this.
Yeah.
And obviously, it was written 12 years ago.
Yeah.
That was the last time I saw it. So I was like, I want to do it now. Let's have some fun.
Fantastic.
Ella Hope Higginson and Ali Sewell are both in this as well.
Yeah.
Alongside me. And the three of us power through 60 minutes with about 40 characters.
So you saw this, and it's a pre-existing show in the way that people do.
You saw it at Edinburgh Fringe, is that right?
I saw it at Edinburgh Fringe. It was selling out at Edinburgh Fringe because I think people were just like, this is fun.
Yeah.
It's a very good framework to kind of showcase a certain type of theatre. And we're very much kind of leaning into that. It's a logistical nightmare, but in a good way.
Yeah.
We figured out it's what it is It's like there's three children. There's an older sibling, a middle sibling, and a younger sibling. And they're putting on a show for their parents.
Yeah.
And the two younger siblings have roped in their older sibling to play who's like really good at the cello or whatever.
Yeah.
To play music while the two younger ones frantically do the story they've just written in the kitchen. But the younger one's quite naughty and keeps going off script.
Yeah.
And the middle child is trying to, like, hold it all together.
Classic middle child.
Yeah. Oh. That is the relationship of the people on stage. And yeah. It's just that, it's that energy of, like, hey, mum, dad, and all your weird friends, I know you're drunk, but could you just watch our show that we just wrote in the kitchen, please?
Yeah.
And so, that is it.
And you said 40 characters?
About that, yeah.
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 Have you counted how many voices you're expected to remember and lines you have to...
I think every show is going to be a little bit different.
Yeah.
And that's just the joy of it. As the panic takes over, and you're like, you do something like, who's this character? Never seen this guy before. Okay, let's go with it.
Yeah.
Well, that's part of the joy. I mean, this show will definitely change and mutate once you've got people in front of you. I mean, that's part of the joy of this.
Absolutely.
So I'm excited to see what having an opening tomorrow night. So excited to see what that kind of injects into the show as well.
Yeah. So minimal props, you sort of the props, because I just want a full disclosure, I've seen a very recent rehearsal of this show and absolutely loved it, and romp is exactly the right word, it was like a tennis game for the eyeballs but and the ears, and you know, the musician is relatively stationary, but not without their chaos, but the two of you who are up there going at it sort of against and with each other, this sort of it's absolute madness. And but it was, to your credit, as there were about 40 voices, you say, I was following along.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
We've added even more, right? Like, you've got a talking cyst.
I do. I never knew I needed one before the show. I was just like, yes.
And the seagulls in you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's actually maybe...
But no spoilers. You know? Oh, yeah. It's a wonderful addition. You guys have got to come and see it. But I think I was asking Barney, I was like, what do you think is a good way of kind of explaining what the show's about? Because a lot of people don't necessarily... Until you come and see it, you might go, what is this about?
Yeah.
And you came up with this wonderful kind of mishmash of, it's sort of, think the Mighty Boosh meets Treasure Island.
That's a very good way of putting it.
That's kind of the closest way. And it feels like it.
Yeah. It's full silly.
Full silly.
But also, there's scary moments. There's, there's...
pathos.
I was trying to remember if there was... Is there love? There's not...
Oh, yeah. There's a bit of love.
A bit of love.
Yeah.
Deep family... The tortured story of family, you know, it's all in there.
Yeah.
At breakneck speed.
There's a Wuthering Heights sort of seagull love story that's really started to emerge over the last couple of days.
Okay, interesting. I look forward to seeing the progression.
Yeah.
And I guess some facts. It's showing. People can come to this.
People can. It's on at Kew Theatre. We've got a 3-week run, so we're starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm finishing on the 8th of November.
Yeah.
7:30 PM show.
Mm-hmm.
And opening night tomorrow. We've still got a few tickets left.
Nice.
And opening night is $25 a ticket, any ticket.
Amazing.
So if you want a deal, that's a good one to have.
Lovely.
And yeah. I mean, like, it's going to be after 3 weeks, I expect to have lost it about 10 kilograms, actually. It's a very physical and sweaty show.
Oh, yeah, you do
damn,
sweat.
Are you sure I can't be in this show?
And you've got sexy pirate costumes on as well.
Oh, sorry, I like to show off my tiny robin leg ankles, and I definitely do with the costume that I'm wearing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've got to say this. It's certainly the creative madness on display. I mean, I believe there's a character. I mean, it's not a big spoiler. There's a character with a wooden leg. Okay.
Yeah.
This is pirate.
It's pirates.
We're talking pirates.
We can say wooden legs exist.
Yeah, we can say wooden legs exist. And I've never believed so strongly that a human being had a wooden leg that didn't really have a wooden leg. I mean, there's some stuff going on.
It's the magic of theatre. Right? Yeah.
It's sort of, I was thinking, would you describe it almost like someone who did like pantomimes when they were a child and desperately wanted to cling on to this... this life of silly theatre, but life is just too serious these days, and so you found a way to not have to sing the silly songs, but to be able to just be full ham.
I think so, but I have, like, that's interesting you mentioned that.
You hate pantomime?
I hate pantomime. I pantomime is a little bit of a dirty word for me.
I could see it.
And ham as well, because, like, pantomime to me is that knowledge, like people, pantomime actors kind of do that thing where like, where's the thing? Oh, it's not over there, is it? Well, it's not over there. Wink, wink. Hey, hey. And that kind of over forced laughing. I've never found that stuff that enjoyable. So I'm trying to bring, I can see what you mean about, in terms of pantomimes, the stories don't really make sense.
I can take it back if you like.
I would also agree at staying away from pantomime, but this is the fun line that we have to kind of tread, which is the line between having ridiculous, out of this world characters who also really believe in themselves. So the thing with pantomime is this being very self-knowing and looking at the audience, whereas these characters have to kind of be authentic in their craziness.
That's nice. That's the difference, yeah. And my job as the director was to just make sure that the actors knew what their little games were that they could play with each other in that moment.
Yeah.
Or whenever they're that character, that's a game that you have to always try and do that.
Yeah, right.
So that you feel like I wanted them to get to the point where they feel like they've mastered all of the lines and all of the accents and all of the where I have to be to say that. But then there's another layer of like games they have to do. Mm. So it always has to be hard work. Like they can never be complacent.
And it is. It's hard work. But it's actually also been a real joy watching Barney get up and be in the directing, just embody every character physically.
Yeah.
And give us, both Edda and I are watching going, yes, keep doing this. We're learning. It's very, very useful. Because it is, I'm very pleased at the beginning, you said you watched the rehearsal and you did follow it, which is important.
By and large, I mean, as Barney said, some, you know, plot is, it's actually a good plot. It's a good fantastical plot, but it does take second fiddle to the madness of it all. And I was enjoying not quite knowing whether it was theatrical panic or true panic in all of your eyes being like, let's, okay, 40 characters, let's go. And people are watching, okay, let's, and you know, when to be Scottish, when to be Welsh, when to be...
I love that panic.
Yeah, it's great. Mm. But what I'm saying is it feels like I was watching, there were so many layers to it. I was watching a theatre troupe playing a theatre troupe trying to get it right, who were getting it right, but the what's the word, frisson? Or the
journey was just
It was just.
Do you remember that movie? I think it's called Hercules, and to like overdub the projectionists have to overdub the movie because the sound's not working.
Yeah,
and they just improvise the dialogue for the whole movie.
Mm.
It's kind of has an element of that.
Yeah, I mean, I just keep coming back to this idea that it's an intensely silly, and just wanting to urge people to come along to
have joy,
embrace that joy of that feeling.
I mean, right now the world feels, well, a lot of people are very burnt out. A lot of people are feeling unhappy with the state of the world. And one thing that's kind of important to bring people together is joy and comedy. It's uplifting. It makes people very happy. It makes people come together. And that's one of the reasons that I thought it was important to also be like, let's do something like this, because it is just fun. That's all it is. It's like, come, have a fun time, see something that's silly, but also done really well.
Yeah.
And tread that line carefully between silly and good.
Yeah.
And just hopefully have people leave feeling upbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about as, it's a romp. It's a romp. It's Did you mention that?
Put your rompers on.
Yeah, and bring your, I reckon it's sort of, would you say it's fun for the whole family?
Totally.
Not in a boring way. I mean, no kids.
There's no.
Don't worry about kids.
Yeah, but. I mean, there's no, is there any? Yeah, the fisting's fine.
I did do a mime there.
A tiny bit of fisting.
I would say 11 plus.
Yeah,
is probably that. Don't bring your 5-year-olds. That's more. Yeah,
no, they'll be in bed anyway.
My 5-year-old's going to come.
Oh, good. Good. It's your choice. That's the. I think I think this is for the young at heart.
I was mainly thinking about parents. I guess I don't have any children, so I guess I was naturally thinking I'd bring one.
Your parents.
One of my parents at a
time. Oh yeah, you can bring your parents. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And dress up. It is Halloween soon.
Have you got a Halloween show? Is there a show on Halloween?
We have got a show on Halloween.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
It would be awesome if our audience dressed up.
Yes. Well, you could get them to send an email to the ticket holders and be like, you will not be let in.
You will not be let in unless there was a costume.
Unless you have a parrot on your face.
They've got to look better than the actors on stage, which by the end of the show won't be hard.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
Sweaty little mess.
Okay. Well, one more time with the roundup of facts, including maybe dates, venue, and where to buy tickets.
So it is at Kew Theatre.
Mm-hmm.
It's from
Tuesday, tomorrow,
until the 8th of November. So we've got about 3 weeks worth of shows.
Yep.
And you can buy tickets on Kew's website.
Great. Which is a Kew Theatre website.
Which is the Kew Theatre website.
Fantastic. Thank you for coming up all of this way.
Thanks for bringing the shanty.
Well, yeah. No problem. You're going to see... I tell you what, so we can gauge the usefulness of this. If you're in the audience at one of these shows, just give a gentle nod to the performers at the start so that they know that you're a BFM fan.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Just a little nod. Yeah, like this. A nod and a... Not a wink, just a...
I know you know that I know.
Yeah.
Nod.
Yeah. You're going to have a room full of nodders after this. I'm not really making heaps of sense myself, and no one needs to hear that. So I might go, but you're welcome to stay.
Okay, I might take over.
Yeah, great. Okay, well, here's some Reb Fountain, and what can you tell me?
We'll be back after the break. Don't forget to send text in 5395 for some cool stuff. Cubit Lot, this is BFM.
Man, I've been doing this for 29 years, and you walk in, you just do that. Jeez.